Welcome to the Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Delaine MD, the podcast for healthcare professionals struggling to lose weight. If you are a physician, nurse, or other clinician looking to permanently shed those pounds, gain control, stop emotional eating, and live a fuller, more authentic, and happier life, Dr. Delaine Vaughn offers sustainable strategies and the support you need to overcome the challenges that undermine permanent weight loss. Hello, you have found the Delaine MD podcast. Welcome back. I hope everybody is enjoying their summer. I certainly am. I have to tell you guys, we got a kitten. For those of you who don't know, my husband and I, we have 7 kids between the two of us. 2 of them are out of the house. 1 of them is about to start college. But then we have 4 little ones that are 11 and under. We have 3 dogs, and we decided, you know what we need? We need a kitten. Obviously, we need a kitten. That's what we're missing in life. We've actually been chewing this over for about 1.5 years. In the fall and the winter, we see a lot of mice. We see a lot of issues with mice, and we were using mice traps, which made nobody feel fabulous. But we toyed around with getting a cat. We noticed we had had a cat that eventually went off when one of the older kids moved away. And we noticed we never had mice when we had that cat around. And it wasn't a horribly wild cat. Like, I don't think it was the most amazing mouser in the world. But we didn't see mice. So we thought, maybe we get another cat and we'll see if maybe the mice can be held at bay. We found a stray cat at my office the other day and my kids just loved it. We did not get that stray cat, but we did find a friend of ours who had, they'd adopted a cat from the Humane Society, and that cat ended up being pregnant, so they had a few kittens that they were trying to give away, so we decided we'd go ahead and take one of them. So we have a new kitten in the house. So there are 4 very small children in our home that are all abuzz right now over this little kitten. We named it Jasper after one of our favorite vacation spots that we go to do rock climbing. So anyway, excitement in our household this week. So today, I'm going to talk to you guys about decisions ahead of time. So I want to know if any of this sounds familiar. You make a plan. It's a good plan for your meal. Maybe it's a great plan. You spend the time the night before. You're preparing for that meal. You evaluate how good that meal is going to be. Is it going to make me feel full? Is it going to serve my body? You prepare the meal. You cook it. You package it. You get it all ready for work the next day. You store any leftovers so maybe your family can enjoy it or you can enjoy it later on in the week. You seem like you're very well planned out and determined to stick to this plan. But then you get to work, it's the noon hour, and you decide to go ahead and eat the Mexican food that a drug rep brought in. And just totally ditch the plan that you had spent all this time and energy preparing the night before. Has this ever happened to you? It used to happen to me all of the time. So what we're going to talk about today is how to handle this, in a way that your future version of yourself will be handling it, right? That version of yourself who's already reached your goal weight and is maintaining it. That's a different podcast, determining how we figure out and tap into that future version of ourselves. But today we're going to talk about decisions ahead of time. If any of you have listened to my podcast before, or maybe some of my Facebook Lives, you may have heard me talk about this in the past. But decisions ahead of time is when you make a plan and you stick to it. It really should be simple. It seems simple. And when practiced, it totally is simple. But when you start, it's challenging. Why? Because just like anything that we do that's new, it doesn't come easy. It's a skill that takes practice, failure, and trying again before we master it. So how my meal plans used to look is I would make a rough plan in my brain, right? It was typically something along the lines of, I won't eat any candy tomorrow, I'll have eggs for breakfast, maybe a salad for lunch, and a reasonable dinner. It's no wonder that that vague plan didn't pan out for me well, and I didn't have a lot of success with that. Anytime a plan is vague, and anytime you don't write it out, it's not real. If you were planning on getting money ready to put down on a house, like you had put a contract on a house and you were going to closing, there's no vagueness in how much you need to have for that closing, right? Your closing costs are very laid out. You get a piece of paper, it's all planned out. You know exactly what you need. You get told by the title company how much money you need to have in a check, how it needs to be delivered to them, in what form. so that you can close on the house. There's no vagueness there. That's because they want to make sure it works, right? This is where we go wrong. We make these vague plans, we don't write them down, and we think they're going to work, and then we're like, why didn't that work out? Well, it didn't work out because it wasn't a real plan. It was more of a hope. So typically, how this would look for me the next day is around 9:30 in the morning, my plan would all start to fall apart. By that time, I'd usually cleared about 2 or 3 Diet Cokes. I may have had the eggs that I planned from the hospital cafeteria, but I probably also had some oatmeal with brown sugar and raisins, and that was not part of the plan. And I likely had hash browns also that are also not part of the plan. But I would tell myself, you know, breakfast is the most important meal, so you really should make it count, right? So by around 9:30 or 10, my cravings for candy would start to kick in. Come time for lunch, I'd spent the last 2.5 hours thinking about what I was going to eat. I didn't want to eat the salad. I'd already talked myself out of that. I was itching for quote-unquote real food. Sometimes that was usually something meatier than a salad, typically something along the lines of the chicken tenders from the hospital or whatever meat dish might be at the hospital cafeteria, lasagna, maybe beef stroganoff, maybe a burger or turkey with stuffing. I'm pretty sure I was the only person in the world who truly loved the turkey with stuffing at the hospital cafeteria more than the turkey and stuffing that my mother made. Sorry, Mom. I think that came from spending too many years in the hospital. By the afternoon, I would typically get this debilitating lull in my energy level, which I usually tried to remedy by eating candy from the hospital gift shop. By the time I would get home from work, I was so sick and totally drugged down with what I'd eaten that I was happy to go and eat whatever my husband wanted to. I was happy to go to whatever restaurant, and I would sit there and try to eat something that would make my belly feel better. But by the end of the night, I was sitting on the couch with my bloated belly, watching the Kardashians on E! Or something along those lines. This was how my eating plan used to look like 5 to 10 years ago, prior to finding life coaching and working with the strategies and life coaching. So decisions ahead of time are a gift. You make a plan from your prefrontal cortex, that part of your brain that always has your best interest in mind. You make decisions from that place, which frees up your mind during the day to think about all the things you should be focused on at work. When you think about this as a gift, I want you to think about all the thoughts that go into you deciding out what you're going to have for lunch on the fly. So if you try to decide 10:30 or 11 o'clock on Tuesday what you're going to have for lunch on Tuesday, what that looks like is, what do I want to eat? Do I want to eat at the hospital or leave and go out? Where could I go? Where should I go? What do I really want? What should I eat? Am I going to be satisfied with that? Should I invite my friend? I wonder if my husband could meet me. What else do they have at that restaurant? Is there anything else I might like more? All of these thoughts are things that are running through your brain for the 2 or 3 hours prior to eating lunch that are really consuming your thoughts. So you can't really focus on the things that you need to do at work. It's no wonder that we're so irritable at work. Making decisions ahead of time bypasses all of this indulgence and confusion. When you utilize the tool of decisions ahead of time, you no longer have to think or consider the decision anymore. You make the plan the night before, and then you execute the food plan. Even when you don't want to, even when you don't feel like it, you do it anyway. This is the magic sauce of weight loss and reaching your weight goals. So a lot of people will say, well, I just don't know that I can do that. But I'm going to offer to you that you already do this in so many other areas of your life. Every morning when you get up and go to work, you are not saying, oh my God, I can't wait to go into work. I'd love this. This is exactly what I want to be doing right now. But you never don't just go in because you'd rather go to the mall. Going to work doesn't always sound like what you want to do, but you do it. Another example is taking your kids to school in the morning. Some days you just want to let them stay home and sleep in. Nobody wants to get up early. You don't ever say, though, I just didn't feel like getting up early today, so we just all stayed home. I just wasn't feeling it today, so we didn't do it. Another example of when you're already doing this, when you have presentations to give. Nobody ever feels like giving a presentation. At least I never feel like giving a presentation. I get a little nervous. I wish there'd be a minor fire at the building where I'm about to give the presentation so that I could get out of doing it altogether. I never feel like doing it, ever. But I do it anyway. Another example of when we don't always feel like doing what we need to do is when it comes down to paying our bills. Now, this is an interesting one because I think a lot of us will sometimes choose to shift resources to do something that we want to more fun. Maybe we cut into a grace period on a bill so that we can go out for a night with our family. Or maybe we don't put as much away in savings or a retirement account so that we can take our family on some big, amazing Disney-like vacation, right? But you don't ever sit back and wonder, what happened? Why didn't that financial plan work out the way I'd planned it? You own your own actions and recognize that maybe pushing into the grace period was a little irresponsible just so you guys could all go out to a movie. Or maybe you just have the recognition that there won't be as much money in my savings account or in my retirement account because I made the decision to take my family on a big vacation. But it's never confusion, right? You never sit there and wonder, how did this happen this way? You know exactly what decisions you made that led to this. If something were to happen and you couldn't make it to work or couldn't make it to one of your responsibilities, your kids couldn't get to school on time, you couldn't get to that presentation that you were scheduled to give, it's not because I just didn't feel like it. Like I wasn't into the presentation today. I just wasn't into talking about shock and children today. I just wasn't into it, so I didn't do it today. I went ahead and just hung out at my house and tried my new curling iron. You don't ever say that. It wasn't because of a whim. Sometimes you do have to reschedule these things. Sometimes you do have to call into work and say you can't be there. But it's because of something important. It's because of something else that came up. Usually things that are outside of your control. You got in a wreck. Some family member got sick and ended up in the hospital and you had to be there. Your car broke down. Whatever it is, there's something that came up. It's not just a whim. It's so interesting with our food, however. We offer very, very clever excuses for why we don't follow up on our plan or follow through on our plan. Most frequently, they sound something like, I don't feel like that food. As if you always have to feel like that food. You have to feel like what you're planning on eating. Interestingly, starving children in third world countries are never saying, I see the food you're offering me, but it's really not what I'm feeling like today. I'm going to go ahead and pass. Thanks, though. Nobody says that when they're truly hungry. We think we're entitled to always want the food and like the food that we're eating. That thought doesn't serve our bigger goals. Other excuses that we offer. It's been a really rough day. I deserve to eat something that I enjoy. Or something like, I just still keep craving this food until I eat it, so I might as well just go ahead and eat what I'm wanting so I don't have to deal with those cravings. I like to look at these thoughts as thought errors. These are well-worn thought patterns that are just not true and certainly not serving my greater goals. And if I look at them as just a thought error, it's no longer all this drama associated with this thought. Oh, I'm just confused. I need to walk away from that thought. So this is how it should look. Number one, you make a plan. Remember, this is a plan you spend time making. You prepare for it, and you do this the day before. Number two, when it comes time to execute the plan, you expect that you won't want to. And then number three, you realize that's totally okay. You don't have to want to. You do it anyway. You eat the planned foods and only the planned foods. Not a little extra. Not a little extra cheese or nuts or fruits. You eat what you planned. Only what you planned. I used to struggle with this and still sometimes have to work on this. The fear of continuing to be hungry even after I've eaten, or the fear of being hungry before the next planned meal, used to drive me to eating a little bit extra, more than what was planned. Oh, there was that dinner, but I'm going to go ahead and get some extra nuts, or a chunk of cheese, or something a little bit more because I'm afraid I might still be hungry. I've really had to work on reining this in and sticking with the food protocol that I've set for myself. Your primitive brain is going to throw up a bunch of reasons that this won't work. It's going to throw up complaints about not being satisfied, and it's going to throw up offers for other options. That's totally okay. You don't have to act on any of these thoughts. You can look at these thoughts as thought errors. You can look at these thoughts as thoughts that don't serve your greater goals. It's totally fine. They're thoughts and they're going to pass. So the thought that really served me when I first started working on keeping my decisions ahead of time and sticking to those decisions was that I was going to honor my plan. I started realizing that I was spending tons of time and energy putting together a plan and preparing foods. I would pack the foods. I would leave a note for myself so I didn't forget the food in the morning. I spent a ton of time and effort in this plan. I also found that I was spending an equal amount of time planning my morning so that I would have enough time to do everything that I wanted to do between my workout and my journaling and my meditating and then getting ready for work. I was putting a lot of planning into my next day, into my future. So the thought, honor thy plan, really served me. If I spent that much of my valuable time to put this plan together, then I was going to honor my plan. I was going to respect myself by honoring my time and therefore my plan. That is really the magic of the decisions ahead of time, right? It's not just that you get your weight loss goals, but you also start to become the person who does what she says she's going to do, no matter what. You no longer let flighty desires or whims derail you from reaching your goals. You honor yourself more than that. So I hope you can take this out into your week and use some of these thoughts and some of these techniques. I want you to see what results you get from them. My clients who are using these techniques are seeing great results in their lives. They're blowing their minds with the results they're able to get when they make a plan and they follow it. They feel amazing physically. They feel amazing mentally. If you're interested in learning more about how these life coaching techniques can help you reach your goals, contact me at DelaneMD.com or through Facebook at DelaneMD. Set up a free mini coaching session and we'll look at some of these techniques. I hope your week is awesome. Thanks so much for listening and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. You've been listening to the DelaneMD Weight Loss for Healthcare Providers podcast with Dr. Delane Vaughn. To learn more about life and weight coaching with Dr. Delane Vaughn, visit www.delanemd.com.
The bus! Ha ha! Ho ho! Scheiße, wo ist mein Kaffee?